You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Welcome back to the Joshua Segafis Podcast, the only podcast that teaches you how to be truly alpha. If you're ready to level up to succeed at dating, relationships, business, fitness, and everything else that matters, then stick around. This is exactly where you want to be.
This episode is brought to you by my flagship dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Are you sick and tired of a lackluster dating life? Gentlemen, if you know anything about my personal story, you know that I used to suck at dating. I could barely get a text back from a woman, much less a date. I was lonely, depressed, anxious, and felt like my dating life was truly a hopeless endeavor. But I didn't give up, and eventually it all changed. I got to work and figured out how to transform myself from being a total dating zero to an absolute dating hero and succeeded in creating the dating life of my dreams. And in this dating course, you can learn the exact skills, strategies, techniques, and thought processes that I learned over 2.5 years of studying, trial, error, blood, sweat, tears, testing, and lots of hard work. The secret is to learn what women evolved to look for in a mate, and then to develop yourself into the truly masculine, attractive, high-value man who taps directly into the instincts that guide the ever-mysterious female mate selection process. Not only will this course teach you how to transform your dating life, it'll also empower you to become a better, more successful man in the process. So click on the link in the description, grab the course, and get ready to change your dating life forever.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis Podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to be truly alpha, to succeed at business, relationships, dating, fitness, and everything else that matters. I'm out walking. It's a beautiful day. Getting this 2 hours of walking in I'm doing every day. Sticking with it, ladies and gentlemen. Got to get that hard body. Got to get that alpha body, right? As alphas, we don't want to have flabby bodies. We don't want to be unhealthy. We don't want to be compromising on our health and wellness. We want to be getting in shape. We want to be our best self. We want to be the best version of us that we can possibly be. This isn't easy to do. It takes a lot of work, actually. I mean, it does for me. I didn't start at a very healthy place. I weighed 257 pounds just back in December. Really let myself get out of shape. Too much. There's no excuse. I just got lazy and I started prioritizing other things. Shouldn't have done it, but you know, this is what we're doing. We're out here now. See, look, I'm looking pretty good, I'd say. Looking a lot better than I did, you know. Not bad. We're getting there. Got these, got these muscles going on. They're not very big right now. I haven't been lifting. I've only been doing, I was doing boxing, and then I'm taking a break from boxing, and I am focusing on walking. I am doing some push-ups and that kind of thing, but for the most part, I'm walking right now. This week is walking, and I'm going to walk enough to get my exercise calories in, and then we're going to see where it lands, maybe try something else. I'm free-forming it until I get down to my goal weight, then I'm going to start lifting weights to bulk up. I have an idea of the kind of body I want to have, and this is kind of what I want to talk about today. Achieving your goal body, achieving the body of your dreams, right? We all have this idea of what we'd like to look like. Here's the thing about the body. You know, there's a certain amount of it that you are born with that you can't change. So I have, for the most part, the framework for what I look like, for who I am as a human, a physical human, was imprinted upon me in my genetic code. So there's a lot here that I cannot change. We have to be at peace with that. We have to be at peace with that. However, there's a lot that we can change. And what we don't want to do is fall into this trap of just saying, oh, this is how I am. Like when people are really overweight and they say, well, I'm just big boned. No, your bones are the same size as everyone else's, unless you're just really bizarrely shaped. And then you have x-rays to prove it. The fact of the matter is that if you x-ray and look at your skeleton's going to look just like the skeleton of Arnold Schwarzenegger or a Victoria's Secret model or anyone else, right? But in our modern day, we eat a lot of bullshit. We eat a lot of like unhealthy foods. We eat fried foods. We eat deep fried foods. We eat processed sugar. We drink processed sugar like it's going out of style. Eating all these unhealthy things, like just all these condensed calories. unhealthy, empty calories, no redeeming value, no nutrients to go with the calories. It's just empty calories. And then we gain weight. And then we don't exercise because we work at a desk job or because we're watching TV. This is not the alpha way. This is the beta way. This is how betas live. This is not how alphas live. Alphas want to take control of their body. They want to take control of their physical wellness and their well-being. I was guilty of this for a long time. I'm not trying to, you know, shit on anyone. I lived a lot of years being very unhealthy and not in good shape. I was drinking, you know, two liters of soda a day. There was a point in my life where I was drinking two liters of Coke a day. I was drinking two sugary energy drinks on top of that. Two sugary energy drinks, right? That we're talking over 500 calories just right there. And then I was also eating just shit food. I was eating things like, you know, fast food. I was eating things like frozen pizza. I was eating, you know, I was eating a lot of fast food, to be honest, because what I would do is I would go right and use the Wi-Fi at fast food places because it would get me out of the house. But then I would get a soda and then I would, you know, order a sandwich. Then I'd order another sandwich and I would just keep on doing this. And I did this every day, eating so many calories. You know, these sandwiches, buy a fast food sandwich, and I'm not trying to say anyone in particular because they're all the same. It doesn't matter. One of these sandwiches, maybe 700, 800, 900 calories. Drink a soda with that. You're talking about 1,100 calories maybe. Eat fries with it. 1,200, 1,300 calories. If you aren't very tall and you're trying to maintain a calorie deficit, that's coming pretty darn close to all the calories you're supposed to eat in a day. But then also you're not getting the nutrients that you're supposed to get with it. You're not getting, you know, the vitamins, the minerals, the proteins, and all this is just empty calories from the fast food, right? So this is what I did for years and years. And I didn't like physical exercise. It made me uncomfortable. It made me, you know, I didn't like it. I didn't like being out of breath. I didn't like being sore. I didn't like putting in that effort, right? But I had to change this about myself. This was something that I had to learn to change. They're going the other way. There's an ambulance, but they're going the other way. I had to change this about myself. So I started working out, right? You know, light at first, but I started going hard at the gym. I started kind of watching my diet, but, you know, back in December, really, I took it to another level. I really started counting my calories. Now, here's the thing. Counting, I'm not an expert at this stuff. I'm not an expert personal trainer, anything. I'm just talking to you about my experience, okay? So you have to find the path that works well for you. But for me, this is what I started doing that really started to get me results. And like I've lost 40 pounds, 42 pounds since December. Much healthier, much happier, feel a lot better. But of course, there's still a lot more to go. I'm definitely not at my goal yet. And we're still just working on it, right? I've got 15 more pounds to go before I get down to my next target goal weight, then I'm going to start building muscle. So here's what I did. I started calorie restricting very hard. I actually started calorie restricting and doing one meal a day. So 1500 calories max a day, which is light for someone like my size, probably too light. It was very difficult. It was not a pleasant experience. I was very weak for a vast majority of the day, like especially in the afternoon before I ate my meal, because I was only eating one meal, I would have very little energy. Sometimes I would have to sleep for a couple hours just because I was so weak. So it was hard, but I lost a lot of weight and I was going to the boxing gym. I was working out in the boxing gym. I would eat my first meal of the day right when I got home from the boxing gym. So the boxing gym really gave me some energy. Going there and working out at first was very difficult. I was weak, but then once I actually got into it, this really helped me to pick up my energy levels, and so I started doing that. Then this calorie restricting, right? And then I kept along at that rate. Then I took a break. I took about a a month-long break in there where I stayed at 215. Once I got there, I just kind of took a break from it, and I started focusing on work again, because when fitness was my primary priority, I actually, my work had to take a little bit of a back seat because I was putting so much energy and effort into that. It was difficult for me to just really keep up work at a fast, hard pace while I was doing this fitness stuff. So I took a little month break, jumped back on the work stuff, got some big projects knocked out, and then it was time to get back on this diet thing. So for this last 15 pounds, I'm setting a 3-month goal, and I'm doing this primal diet, eating only meat and fruit, honey and salt. This is Paul Saladino's diet. He calls it an animal-based diet, and I'm not following it perfectly. There's some things I still have to adapt. I'm not eating organ meat yet. I'm also cheating once in a while, drinking an energy drink here or there. I'm still drinking. I have a drink of alcohol once in a while. That's definitely not on that diet. Caffeine is not on that diet. I still consume a little caffeine, so I'm not doing it perfectly. But I have noticed that that diet has improved. Just taking it as seriously as I have taken it has really improved my energy levels and my ability to focus. And I'm taking this last 15 pounds of weight loss very light. Planning for a 3-month goal, you know, to hit that 5 pounds a month. Basically eating my base metabolic rate, which is a little over 2,000 calories, much easier than the 1,500 I was doing before. I'm splitting it up into usually two, you know, medium-sized meals, one in the morning and one in the late afternoon, early evening. Sometimes I have a third little snack meal, depending on how the calories are going. And then I'm walking for 2 hours a day. And this gets me a 600 calorie deficit. So if I eat that and I get my exercise in, what we're looking at is an ending 600 calorie deficit in the day from my base metabolic rate, which equates to about five pounds of fat loss per month if I stick with that and I really observe it. Okay, so every day I'm getting out my calorie book. I have a calorie book and I have a workout book. I write down exactly what I eat and I write out the calories, and then I record my exercise and I write how many calories I burned, which right now is very consistent. 2 hours of walking, 600 calories, and that is what I do every single day. And I do it 7 days a week without exceptions. Back when I was doing 1,500 calories a day, I would have a cheat day. Every Saturday was my cheat day, and I would eat one meal, well, more like one block of time. I would still do OMAD, but I was doing, like, I would let myself eat whatever I want. So I might go get some Chinese takeout or something. I would just let myself eat whatever I wanted on that day. But with this regimen, it's not nearly as intense, much, much easier. And I can eat really good food, and I can eat good portions of food. So I'm not giving myself a cheat day. I'm just going straight through 7 days a week. So now, I may switch it up a little bit. We're going to see how it goes. But this last week and this week, that's been the program. And that's what we're doing. Now, you can achieve the body of your dreams. Like, I'm not trying to go against my genetics. I'm not trying to become something I'm not. I know what I look like. I'm a big, burly man with a long beard. And I've got big shoulders. I'm tall. Kind of look like, I could look like a Viking. So I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to become the meanest looking Viking I can be. And basically what I'm going to do is I want to get nice flat abs. I want to build big muscles. I want to look like an anime grandpa is how I describe it. I want to have my long beard, grow it out long. My beard's, you can see it in the video, but it's turning white a little bit in places. My hair, it's turning a little bit white. It's getting long. My hair is pretty long. You've seen it in some of my videos. And I'm going to just keep on growing this hair out. If my hairline recedes too much, I'm going to shave my head. But until then, I'm just going to keep growing it out long. Going to grow my beard out long. Going to start walking around everywhere without my shirt on when I feel like I've gotten to the point where it's looking good. Right now, looking a little bit, still got a little It's hard to see with the camera. I've still got a little bit of, it's so hard to see with the camera. Like, you know, I've still got a little extra to lose in my midsection. So we're not going to go shirtless quite yet everywhere, but you guys just watch. One of these days, you're going to get me filming a video on here without a shirt on, and then that's just going to be the beginning of the end. I'm going to be filming every video without a shirt on, flaunting that anime grandpa body, and that's just what it is. That's just what it is. That's my vision for myself. And every day, I'm hitting the, you know, the book. I'm writing down those calories, writing down those exercises. I'm managing it. I'm keeping track of it, and I'm committed to it every day, setting an achievable plan that's also challenging enough that I get results. And that's how you do it, right? It's not magic. A lot of people don't want to do the work. They don't want to hold themselves accountable. This is partly the reason why I have the Mastermind Tribe, the Joshua Segevis Mastermind Tribe, is because people join the tribe for accountability, because it's hard to do by yourself. It is hard to do by yourself. And that tribe helps to keep me accountable as well. But see, you can create the body of your dreams. As long as you're not trying to like defy your natural genetics, you're going to have your genetics, but you can look pretty damn good. You can be pretty healthy. You can perform at peak efficiency. And really, health equates to attractive. That's what we're shooting for. So I like to, you know, use the language that says like, oh, I'm going to get ripped and sexy. But what that really means is I'm going to get healthy and I'm going to become... sustainably healthy, and I'm going to be pursuing wellness, and this is going to make me perform better and feel better and look better, right? And that's really what it is, and you can do it, and I can do it, and we need to stop making excuses. We have to start putting in that work if we want that ideal body. And here's the thing, and I'm going to be real with you. You can't claim to be alpha and be sitting behind a desk with a big old gut. You can't claim to be alpha and be 40 pounds overweight and tipping over into the overweight or obese BMI. You can't. You're also going to lose in your dating life if you do that. Don't settle for that, you know? There's a lot of people I see when I go to the store, a lot of people 300, 400 pounds. That's not a good place to be. I've been very overweight. It's not a good place to be. It doesn't make you feel good. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you feel successful. It doesn't make you feel, you know, you're not going to have a clear mind. You're not going to be performing well physically. It's going to put you at risk for a lot of health problems in the future. Get to that healthy body weight. The same is true if you're underweight. If you're too much underweight, it's so dangerous. You want to get up to that healthy body weight. Being underweight is actually very dangerous for you. So we want to be at that healthy range, right? And it's, and then you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to do anything crazy. You don't have to have the perfect body. You don't have to have the perfect abs, you know, the perfect muscles. You don't have to have the perfect hip to waist ratio. You don't have to have the perfect boobs, right? You don't have to have the perfect jawline as a man. Just be healthy, and this will maximize all of your benefits. This will maximize all of the things about you that are naturally attractive in a human way. It'll just maximize it all, help you to perform better, and then you can work on the other things. You can dress nice, and you can start your business, and you can work on the alpha code and learning to act with rationality and reason so that you don't fuck your life up with chaos. All these things, they all help. But the health and wellness is so foundational and fundamental. And in fact, diet and exercise and sleep are huge keys. Sleep is a big part of this. I make sure to get adequate sleep. I make sure to prioritize my sleep schedule. Sometimes I have to go to bed early. I go to bed really early. And I say, you know, I can't stay up late. I got to go to bed early so I can get up early, get that flow state work done. And that's just what it is. So, all right, it's going to be it for this one. You can do it. Push, get it done. Make a plan. Don't delay. Don't just sit and wish you had a great body. Get out, achieve it for yourself. Create it for yourself. Have the life you want to have. You can do it. All right, it's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segevis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegevis.com. at you on the flip side.